One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College. I probably should.
Hey guys, welcome back to Second Shot.
Yeah.
Fucking nailed it.
Whoa.
I gotta stop congratulating myself for doing the one thing I have to do right.
I'll congratulate you, don't worry.
I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Did you get the episode number right?
This is what, 13, I believe?
Is it 13 already?
Yeah
it is 13, yeah. That's right.
Lucky 13.
Well, that voice you just heard, that very deep, sultry voice, who obviously knows more about podcasting than I or Devin.
Podcast daddy.
We've done six times more episodes than you.
Ooh.
Ooh, we're at 78.
Oh. Okay.
Be 79.
It's old.
Yeah.
You're old.
Yeah.
This is Brian Harrington.
Yeah, from the CLE cast.
Yes.
Hey, Brian. Yeah. Welcome.
How classic you doing? Podcaster. We
only get famous guests now.
That's true.
Off the Cleveland's list of podcasts.
It's great. We're getting Kyle Kinane next week.
Listen. Nikki DeLamonte is solely responsible now for your guests. She can make lists.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And also, Cleveland Scene can help because, you know, Best of Cleveland nominated here.
Oh.
Yeah. We got nominated. Really? We did not self-nominate either.
Mm,
our listeners,
are you sure about that?
I am absolutely certain.
I don't know.
Because Cleveland Scene had to tell us we were nominated.
Well, now we're going to be nominated for Best of Cleveland and Best of Scene. I don't know what is it.
I think it's Scene's Best of Cleveland.
I'm not
or
having
something.
A stroke, I swear. I'm just like, no, I've been playing Zelda all day.
It's been a sleepy, rainy day.
Yeah, we were going to do running today.
Yeah.
We'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's very dangerous out, so we're just going to talk about running. And we're going to kind of give it a shot, verbally.
Sure.
We might
also,
still
I don't own anything that's not jeans.
Well, we can talk about, like, I think we're going to talk about, like, shorts. Athleticism. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But first.
It's like tie in the yoga.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, we can throw back to that.
Yeah.
Make
hopefully the cats don't poop like the last time.
Oh my God, there's so many cat heads across from me.
I know, they're beautiful, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like they're just disembodied cat heads, though.
They're not actual cat heads for people listening.
Oh.
They're just pillows that look like cat heads. Not like my girlfriend does not collect cat heads that she finds off the street.
I
thought they were filled with cat parts.
Though. They are. They're filled with cat hair.
I do appreciate the pizza decoration, though.
Yeah.
Solid.
It's a pizza party.
Party. So it's a pussy pizza party?
At times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm all for alliteration.
That's basically the point of this podcast. It's just the point of this podcast
is pussy pizza party.
So, gotcha.
Pussy pizza podcast.
It's a pussy pizza party.
Everybody immediately becomes the old Italian guy.
It's a me, a pizza man.
I'm here to eat your pussy.
Please go away. I did not call for any of this.
But I don't have a pool.
Devin, how was your week?
It was a good week. I ate the pussy on the podcast.
That's good.
It was a great week. It was Dingus Day this past week.
Yeah.
You ate the pierogi?
I ate the pierogi.
The pierogi pigsy pussy.
Oh, God. I don't want to think about mashed potatoes and vaginas at the same time.
Speak for yourself.
Not sanitary. Don't do that.
Yeah, I don't think that one mixes well.
I feel like, I know there's not yeast in a potato, but I feel like that could cause like an infection.
Yeah,
well,
there's yeast in the pasta.
It's okay if you twice bake it.
It's true. Yeah. Accurate.
That's you got to mash
sanitary
it
that way.
True fact. Ask Bill
Don't
Nye.
Put any butter on it, though. That's not good for it. Or sour cream.
So Dingus Day.
Dingus Day, I got a late start because I was cleaning my house all day. And
Nerd.
Yeah, I wanted it to be nice. It was not looking very nice. I had to clean up, and I went to
I like
lazily.
That you keep it clean for me.
It was really for you. I was hoping on the off chance you would show up.
Well, yeah, when we snuggle.
Exactly. Yeah. It's got to be nice and tidy. No cat hairs. You know,
right. Don't want that.
Vacuum those up. Yeah.
Stinky Pete hairs, too. I want those Stinky Pete hairs.
Are you talking about vaginas again?
No, I was talking about your cat.
Oh.
Well, not your cat.
Cat hairs. Yeah. Cat in Stinky your house. Pete is our cat. Yeah.
Really good cat.
I was also talking about
really good cat so. Parent hair knows the name of his cat.
It's not even my cat. It's my roommate's cat. I have adopted him. He loves me.
Uh-huh.
He's I don't know. I can't even describe him. He's a very strange cat. He's like a dog. He'll run right up to you and lick you in the face when you get home. He meows. He's very vocal. Mm-hmm. Vocal.
He's a vocal cat.
It's a combination cat viola.
Cat viola.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Vocal.
Oh, it's a vocal. It's
viola.
Yeah. He's very good at
Mark Mignola.
He's playing stringed instruments.
An alto clef cat.
I feel like I should know more musical terms.
It's getting a little too insidey here, Brian.
I didn't continue music into college. I should have.
Yeah, but he's a world class trumpet player.
I was a brassman, as we've. Yeah, I was a world class trumpet bluesman.
They'll never stop being funny to me.
I knew how to do that. I could put the little plunger on the end of the bell and get the wah, wah, that sound. That was really good.
Did you just do the sound wah, the seagull wah. Makes in Little Mermaid?
I was trying to...
No. In the Kiss the Girl song?
Kiss the girl.
Wah, wah!
It's funny, I was trying to do a different Disney movie. I was trying to do the Aladdin, Never Had a Friend Like Me. Which we did actually play a medley of Disney songs in 10th grade.
And then we're promptly sued.
Yeah, probably.
We played only like copyrighted music. It was weird. But it was cool. It was fun.
I mean, that's basically what we do on this podcast.
Did you go to a rich school?
Medium.
Okay.
Olmsted Falls.
Yeah, it's on the rich scale.
Yeah, it's higher.
Go Bulldogs.
Up there, go Bulldogs. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Although
I don't like this conversation.
Let's not get. But I don't want to
stop talking about sports.
Olmsted Falls. It's weird too.
It really is. My friend is now one of the council people out there.
Really?
Yeah. The guy who had the Trump sign. The sign was like, you know,
that one guy.
The
council president who resigned and disgraced. My friend Ed. Okay. He is now the councilman who took that spot.
Took it nice.
Yeah, he spoke in front of the council about like why they needed to pass this like LGBT protection ordinance. The mayor's like, "Hey, I think you do really well on council, and you live in his ward," and so he applied, and they went through the process, and he got the spot.
That's awesome.
Nice. Yeah, so he's wrapping up his bachelor's and also a council person.
That's really cool.
His name's Ed Gorski.
Ed Gorski.
Shout out to Ed.
Shout out to Ed Gorski.
23 years old.
What?
Yeah, like 22, 23 years old, lighting the world on fire.
Wow, nice.
At least his little part of it over there in Olmsted Falls.
Okay. Yeah.
And when I was 23, I was still thinking about doing stand-up. Now I'm 28, and I'm not doing it again.
Likewise, true stories.
You found podcasting where you don't hear people not laugh at your jokes.
That's true.
Yeah.
We just assume they like it.
It's funny right here. It's funny right here. Live show's dangerous.
It's a lot easier to listen to yourself back on podcast form than it is listening to yourself.
It's even more dangerous when you listen to yourself back and then laugh at something you said.
Oh, no, you have to be able to do that.
I've done that, and I'm like, oh, no, I don't like myself. This is bad.
It shouldn't have taken podcasts for you to figure that one out.
That's true. I've known that for about 25 years now.
We all can agree on this. We all hate ourselves in some way.
Preschool, you figured that out?
Yeah, I was about three before I really figured it out.
Yeah, but that's fair.
Brian,
remember the time you like consciously started masturbating?
It's raining out.
It is.
Hear it.
I hear the rain. I can't stand.
I hear the rain. God, feel the pain. No violent femmes. No. Okay. Brian, how was your week?
My week was good. I also dingus-ed a little bit.
Did you? Were you at Gordon Square?
We started at Old City Soda.
Okay.
Because they had their pierogi tacos.
My buddy works there.
I like that place.
My buddy works there, too.
I'm gonna make an endorsement of the pierogi taco as a concept.
Yeah.
They deep fry a pierogi, cut it in half, put chorizo, bean, some pico, a crema, and like some lettuce on top.
Mm-hmm.
And you put that in your mouth hole.
Oh, that's where you put it. Okay.
Yeah. Not in your butt.
I just thought you threw it on the ground.
No. Mm-hmm. It's not a suppository, nor is it a ground food. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then you eat that. It was really good.
I mean, I saw the pictures of it on Facebook, yeah. And it looked really good.
I had a pierogi dish for brunch from them one time. Oh, yeah. I had, like, cream cheese and everything seasoning. Ooh. And, like...
Oh, I had that once, too.
It was
too.
Amazing.
And they had, like, the, like, everything bagel cream cheese or something.
Yeah, like,
yeah, right, really
the,
good.
And,
yeah,
like, the bacon bits and, yeah, and all that goodness.
Then we walked down towards the center of it all at 58th there. And we saw people wearing those Polish Lives Matter shirt, and I realized I should get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, it was
so I don't start a fight.
Well, good news, yeah, the movement's over.
It was a quick march. Yeah.
Hey, guess what? They still don't.
find a light bulb first, guys.
Right, come on.
As long as we leave a couple alive to make pierogies.
Right, like... Okay. Like
Polish genocide.
It's a good thing.
Turn it back around.
Polish Jesus Lives Christ. Matters on West 65th.
I'm going all the way with
and
this.
And about two streets over, that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was like, okay, well, I'm just getting the fuck out of here because the suburbanites are drunk.
I'm half Czechoslovakian, so I'm, like, kind of got that sauerkraut, kielbasa, pierogi blood in me.
That's fair.
And
I thought you were just going to keep rambling on about different Polish food. Sauerkraut, kielbasa, pierogi. I don't know. They probably do something with beets, right?
Sadness.
Thick cuts of meat.
I'm into smoked meats.
The only good thing about Polish people.
Spetzel.
Oh, no. I don't want to get started going into this. I was just going to say I don't like polka. The only good thing that came out of polka was Weird Al.
Weird Al, yeah.
Weird Al's pretty awesome.
I love Weird Al.
So then, yeah, we ended up at a kickball practice, and I played kickball instead of... we grabbed a six-pack and hung out in the park and drank illegally and played kickball.
So proud of you.
It's a perfect day.
What's your team name?
My team name is Dumpster Divas.
Dumpster Divas.
I was practicing with a different team.
Okay.
The pink team.
Did your Dumpster Divas allow this? Is this in your contract?
I'm the captain, so I set the rules.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Executive privilege.
Okay.
That's part of the Stonewall Sports League. This season's full, but look in the fall. We play kickball like adults and then go get drunk at a gay bar.
Like adults.
I'm into it.
I'm totally
We normally get
to
drunk while
bar.
Playing, too. Or before.
Perfect.
It's combo.
It's a great combo to run around while drunk.
Yeah.
With a little ankle protection.
I don't know if I want to run while I'm drinking.
You probably don't, but we're going to get to running in a second. How was your weekend?
My weekend was interesting. It was a long one, to say the least.
Uh-huh.
I had a lot of things happen that I might not talk about right now. A lot of emotional baggage going on right now.
Uh-oh.
Wait. Somebody who likes doing somebody who fancies himself a stand-up has emotional baggage.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to call the Washington Post real quick and just tell them to hold on for tonight's run.
Yeah.
Go on.
I'm curious about this. Yeah.
This is news to me.
It's just issue. I don't want to get too serious right now. That's the only thing. Like, that's I don't want
to. We can get serious sometimes.
I mean,
it's okay.
I talked about cucking last week.
It's true. You were.
You're a cuck.
And showering.
I'm a cuck too.
Showering with a child.
I'm not a cuck. I'm a black bull.
Cuck.
All right, let's not get on.
Cuckette?
Let's get back to George's story. Sorry to derail.
No, you brought up cuck. You're screwed.
Hey, George, right. What did you do this weekend? Cuck, 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 cuck.
I played D&D and cucked.
That's fair. Who's your keymaster?
My keymaster?
Nothing.
Oh, right. I should know this. I'm my own keymaster.
It's your album title.
No. The loneliest cuck in the world. I can't even find somebody to not let me have sex.
My two cucks.
My two cucks.
My two cucks. Living in the city doing things with your wife.
Two cucks, a girl,
my
and a
two
pizza
cucks.
Place. How I met your...
I met
how
your
I met your cuck.
How I met your cuckold.
Let's get it cucking now. All right.
You brought Fergie into this. It's over.
Fergie always needs to come back.
I don't know. Shit happened. It was Easter, so that was a thing.
Oh, yes.
I worked all day.
That was Easter.
It was Easter. Dingus Day.
After Easter.
My dad apparently went into rehab over the weekend.
Well, good for him, right?
Well.
In a bad way?
Well, we don't know. I didn't know. He went into rehab last week. Oh. And we found out on Sunday.
Oh.
So no one told us for a whole week.
Okay.
We don't know what happened. I have no idea.
Well, I hope it's the right decision for him.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he's getting better.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
So he's a step in the right direction, for sure.
So, yeah. It's been a weird few days, but yeah.
That's fair.
I don't have much more to say. I just want to get cucked.
There's no way. There's no way to joke about that because there's just not. No. Good for,
good for him. And like,
we're here
to
support you.
We're here to support you, George. And your dad has a second shot at life. And I'm not
not even trying to
joke.
No, don't plug the podcast.
Don't plug. It's not a plug if we're already on the podcast. We're just talking about
trying to get your brand name into it. I'll tell you, he's kind of doing he's a good person doing a gooder thing in the goodest city there.
He's really plugging that podcast in rehab too. And I was like, "Have you heard my son's podcast? It's about."
Oh,
he talks about me on it.
Oh God!
No, it's awesome. I've had people in my family dealing with addiction that unfortunately they never got help, and it ended the way you don't want it to end.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's. Step in the right direction, and thanks for sharing. We're here for you.
It sounds like an AA meeting.
Thanks for sharing, George.
Thanks for sharing, George. Now, who else? Hi, I'm Steven. I killed both of my kids in my car.
Why did I?
I don't know.
The name Steven right now just has a lot of touchiness.
I would not use Steven.
In our city
guy. Oh, I forgot.
He had it
I
twice.
I totally forgot about that guy.
Yeah, that
and he was named it twice.
Yeah, that is a weird name. Steven Stevens or something like
Steve
that?
Steve Stevens.
It's
Steve
weird.
Stevens?
I did a character named Steven Stevens on the Fatitude era, Jordan and Jess's old podcast.
Was it like an Even Stevens character?
It was a young wrestling fan who had a lisp and wore a luchador mask.
Is Steve Stevens here right now?
Our beach is here.
Oh, he's here.
Steve Stevens is here. You heard the doorbell. He comes whenever you call him.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Oh, hey, Steven. How are you?
How's it going?
Is it Steve or Steven?
Steven.
Hi, Steven. I'm George.
Hi, George.
Who
are you?
I'm Brian.
Brian?
Yeah.
How did you get here?
You both look weak as fuck. I could probably whoop your ass. I bet I could. I know moves that you guys don't even know about yet.
I don't know if that's true. Like what?
I do the double, triple elbow drop.
Oh. I think I've heard of that one.
Mm-hmm. Actually, like, I do a quadruple pentuple elbow drop.
That's not even a real thing. Shut the fuck up.
No, it's 100% a real thing.
Yeah, you didn't know about it?
No.
I can't believe that, Steve.
What's quadruple? I've never heard of that in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about pentuple? Mm-hmm.
Need to stop talking. I don't even know what you're talking about.
He also does gay sex, which is something you've probably never done.
What's sex? I'm 12 years old, man. What are you talking about?
What's sex? You're 12. You obviously know what sex is.
I don't know what sex is.
You're in this house. You know what sex is.
I've never heard of it before in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 12 years old. I like drinking, doing drugs, and fucking bitches.
You're right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to assume anything about you. I mean, you're 12. How have you never heard of sex before, but you love fucking bitches?
I don't know. Maybe the education system's broken. I don't know. I don't go to school.
Oh, it's absolutely broken.
I don't go to school.
We all agree on that.
I thought you were supposed to abstain until you were married.
What does abstain mean?
It's abstaining, like, the middle portion of you. Yes.
I had an abstain once on my T-shirt. When I discovered how to masturbate at the age of 3.
So you know what masturbating is, but you don't know what fucking is?
Well, I know what fucking is. I never heard of sex, though. How are babies made?
It's basically you just masturbate inside of someone else.
Oh, like,
and then
it's really good to get your hand up in there,
like Star Wars.
Along
like you
with
cut
your
them
dick.
Open.
Well, yeah, you cut them open. You finish off in your hand.
Okay.
And then you put it inside your hand inside of the lady.
Okay.
Or the
right.
man. Or
right.
the man. I mean,
but
I'm
like,
not here to judge.
Like Star Wars, you cut them open. You stick your hand inside the
kind of, yeah. but you don't do their belly.
Sometimes it's called fisting.
No, that's a different
thing.
I
fist people all the time in the ring when I'm kicking their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. that's different. You're more kicking, not fisting. Fisting is a hand thing.
I kick with whatever part of my body.
You're more like a Tarantino, like really into feet kind of guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You like feet?
I mean, they're useful for jumping and running.
It's true. And kicking. Don't forget kicking.
And kicking and mm-hmm. fisting.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, you don't fist. No, you don't fist with your feet.
Right.
You kick with your feet. You fist with your hands.
I saw a movie called The Foot Fist Way that begs to differ.
How are you watching that movie? And especially, how have you seen that movie and not well with sexes? Because that movie is basically just a bunch of sex jokes. It's that's Danny McBride.
Maybe that's why I didn't
laugh.
Have
much
I didn't
else.
Get it. I didn't get it. I thought it was weird.
So you've seen it. You didn't like it.
I liked it. I just thought it was a drama.
Well, it is.
Well, that sounds accurate.
Yeah. I wasn't laughing.
All comedies looked in the right way are dramas.
Are you prepared to defend that statement?
Yes. You guys are boring. You guys got any drugs or anything? Like, or
yes.
video games? Or
I have,
wrestling, pay-per-view
pizza
events?
And beer.
I like both of those things.
Yeah, those are drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like any of those?
It's got basil on it. It's a new kind of drug.
Yeah, it's like old people stuff, though.
Basil.
Yeah, mm-hmm. basil's like not...
You can smoke mm-hmm. it.
You could. I mean, you're not going to do anything with it.
Basil's like DMT.
It's already kind of smoky.
It's
got a smoky flavor.
Mm-hmm. All right. I smoke some.
Yeah.
Yeah, roll okay. it up. Roll it up in a blunt for me.
All right. I'm rolling. Okay. Here, try that.
You got a light?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Okay.
You're probably going to go to the stove. It's right, an electric stove, all though. Right. But no, it's an electric stove. Don't. No. No. It's not lit. So you're just blowing into the microphone now.
Uh-huh. It looks like it.
Yes. I'm going to leave now because this is boring. You guys don't even have good drugs. I don't even feel high from this basil. I'm going to go clear my name. Actually, my name is Steven Stevens. Y'all heard about that murderer?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That has my name.
We were just talking about him right before you walked in. It's weird.
I am very happy that he had my name because now people are even more scared of me. When I face them in the ring.
I mean, to be honest, I was pretty scared when a 12-year-old just kind of walked into this house.
Yeah, you bet you were. You
completely unannounced.
Fucking, yeah. You fucking pussy.
I'm concerned you're going to have to meet your neighbors now.
My neighbors? I don't fucking care about my neighbors. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about myself right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
This is a workaday world. I'm calling the cops and telling them you're giving drugs to a little boy unless you give me $20 right now.
You can tell them all you want that I just gave you basil. Big dummy.
Dude, you better shut the fuck up, man.
You better shut the fuck up.
You haven't seen what the fuck I can do.
Yeah, you haven't seen what the fuck I can do.
I'm going to do that double, triple elbow drop on you right now.
I can do a lot. My dad's in rehab. You don't know anything about me.
All right,
get out of here.
All right, man. Chill out. I'm leaving, man. Damn.
Bye, Steven.
Bye.
Oh, Devin, you just missed Steven.
Oh, what? Wait, Steven? Who's Steven?
Steve Stevens or Steven? Not the killer, the little
Steve
boy.
Stevens Jr. or something?
No, I was taking a dump. I'm glad. I don't like kids.
Yeah, he didn't miss much, fair. To be honest. It kind of sucked.
Cool.
He wasn't very funny.
Didn't know what sex was.
That's weird.
Because he's a fucking nerd. Right.
And he's 12?
Yeah. Right?
And doesn't
I
know
what a
sex
dummy.
Is, but I know that's weird.
It's like, watch MTV.
That's
God.
Really weird.
Yeah. Duh. Guys, what's sex?
Normal sex
oh.
is when a man thinks a woman is perfectly okay, and then he just
Is it perfectly
rams
okay
it.
Or passable?
Either one.
Okay. And does the woman have to think the man's passable, too?
Yeah, I mean, depends. It really depends on where she's at in her life.
Passable for what?
That's fair.
Yeah. That's fair. When did this become like a really bad improv show?
I have no idea, but I think it was literally when the doorbell rang.
Yeah, that was, mm-hmm. that was.
Yeah, it was like, oh, yes and.
A real good stroke of luck.
And? Yeah, yes and.
No but. Sure.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
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 Sure. Well, Brian, okay.
Yeah.
We...
this is a podcast about, like, nothing. Shots.
Yeah, it's a podcast about nothing, like Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. No, we were going to do running, but it's too rainy.
And now we've ate pizza, and you should not run after eating pizza.
Well, to be fair, I also ate a giant brisket sandwich before you came over. So.
Right, right.
And to be fair.
We've imbibed alcohol, too. Not a good idea to run to drink, then run.
Mm.
Make you vomit.
I don't know about that. I can handle my booze.
Mm-hmm.
So why did you choose running? Of all the things in the world... Why did you choose running?
Why did I choose running?
Other than to torture us.
Well.
And then eventually not actually torture
us. Why did I choose running for myself, or why did I choose running for you?
Well, for the show, and then in general.
Okay, I chose running for the show because I thought it would be funny to watch you run.
You're right. I look like a giant spider, but with only four legs.
Heaving and wheezing.
That's like a paraplegic for spiders.
I asked myself, what was the, you know... What's the way I could make George hate me the most of the things I enjoy?
This is a pretty good one.
Right. I'm like, butt sex, he'd like that.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Yeah. You know.
Well, he had it stretching his body slightly.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I was like.
Physical activity that doesn't involve sex.
Right. Non-orgasmic physical activity is really like the thing you're against. So I was like, that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your relationship to running then? Like,
so I started running about 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
4 years ago, three and a half.
So you'd never
Let's
ran
go back to the
your entire life.
No, I mean, like, besides like playing sports as a kid. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So I got into running. So I used to weigh like 240 pounds. Was smoking a pack and a half a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's my hard knock story.
You used to weigh 240?
Oh, yeah. There's pictures on Facebook. Go creep me.
I'll creep.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I'm surprised you haven't creeped me yet. No. George has seen every one of my pictures.
Yeah. Okay.
All of them. The ones that even that aren't in Facebook.
The old ones?
Yeah. He knows my mom. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're good friends.
It's fine.
I fucked her. It's cool.
She's an adult. She can do what she wants.
So was I.
Right.
Or was I?
I mean,
did you cuck her?
I was a little baby boy when she fucked me.
Oh, don't do the baby voice again.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Please.
Sorry.
What's sex?
So I started 3 years ago. Right. So I went to the doctor and he's like, you should lose some weight and, you know, your blood pressure is through the roof. So started losing some weight and was going to the gym and doing that. And I got really bored of just being at the gym. You know, like I could do the elliptical, I could do the treadmill a little bit. Like, I didn't like the treadmill because, like, the pacing was weird because you, like,
mm-hmm.
like it sets well, it
never felt natural.
Right. I mean, like, now I can get on a treadmill and just go for hours. Like, mm-hmm. I hate it, but I can do it.
Yeah.
Because the thing in front of me doesn't change.
Mm.
So, it was really about working out with scenery.
Mm-hmm.
It's like bringing up, you got to bring up one of those little programs. It's like workout programs where you're like running through a park or something.
Yeah, those machines are really expensive and most clubs don't have them.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and never mind. Yeah, yeah, like those like the ones you see advertised on TV, those are like for your house like $5,000.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is like that's some of the
expensive
bougiest
gym.
Yeah, anytime you see like Nordic Track or Bowflex, know that that's a mid four figures object.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah.
Like I think you could probably get into like you can buy a cheap treadmill for like $900.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even a little less at like MC Sports or something, but like it's gonna break in a year, you know, if you use it in any regularity.
Why are those things so expensive? I mean, like I get the creating a scenery thing, but like a Bowflex, I don't fucking understand that shit. Like,
so a lot of it's insurance, a lot of it's branding. They're charging for the name. The materials themselves aren't that expensive for like the static equipment, like A good treadmill has a good motor, a good belt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a conveyor that's going at a pretty good clip. Mm-hmm. I mean, like...
For a pretty heavy weight.
Yeah, I mean, you're moving a lot, and you're impacting it, and, like, that makes sense to me. The other stuff doesn't quite.
Yeah. Like, I mean...
So
I
that's why I got into running.
Yeah, I guess it's just branding.
You're paying for a name. I mean, like... there's also, like, shipping costs and stuff that gets built in there. Like, you're shipping literally, like, a 600-pound object.
Yeah.
You know, like the weights have
not
weight.
Easy,
right? And that costs money.
Mm-hmm.
Had to come from China. Can't fit too many in a container.
Fit two Chinas in one container.
You two whole Chinas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really good at free association.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. Have you seen Documentary Now?
Yes.
They did a spoof of that one big free association movie, the Running to Chile or something.
I don't know.
It was in the most recent season.
Oh, in season two? I haven't watched season two.
Oh, season two is awesome.
I've only seen the first one.
More obscure documentaries, mm-hmm. so actually even funnier.
I mean, Grey Gardens is still pretty obscure for what it is, but I mean, like...
Right, but if you smoke marijuana, you've heard of Grey Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you have to watch it sober once, then you have to watch it stoned once and realize how awful of a human you are when you're stoned. Like, oh my God, I'm laughing at these people suffering.
Grey Gardens is fucking hilarious.
Oh God, yes.
I don't smoke pot, and that movie's fucking hilarious.
Right. The fucking yard boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he just keeps coming around. Like,
I've never seen it, but it supremely creeps me out.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
Why didn't we do Grey Gardens? He's not seen it and is creeped out by it.
Yeah, but you and I like it.
Right, so it's 2-on-1.
Yeah, we could have done that, but I mean, that's
all right. So Running, though.
We could say we're going to do it and just not do it, like Running.
Right, I mean, like, that 14 miles we ran.
I could have never seen Grey Gardens. You don't even know.
Exactly.
What did you think of the 14 miles we ran before the episode?
Huh? Oh, my God, I'm so exhausted, but I totally did it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel stronger. I feel like I'm a more healthy person
now. I lost a leg, but it was good. It was worth it.
I'm really proud that you hopped in the last mile and a half.
Yeah. It was rough, but I just had to dig deep down.
When I saw your leg fall by the side of the road and then get hit by that bus... I was like, oh, man. Right.
And now that you have a wooden...
This is going to be a good story.
Well, and now that he has that wooden peg leg, I'm like, how can we not call you Woody all the time?
Upgrading to fiberglass next week, though, by the way.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Hey, do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Don't kill your girlfriend.
No?
No. Turns out you'd be like Oscar Pistorius then.
Yeah. It's already been done. I don't want to do it.
Right. Just, it's, you know, like, he's the one who got out of prison for it.
Yeah.
You're not an Olympian.
Yeah. And right. My skin's the wrong color.
Mm-hmm. You can't get away with shit.
Nope.
I do have to say, your glass eye, though, your glass eye is wonderful. I can't even tell that it's a fake eye.
It's actually Cybertronic.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really cool.
I thought it was just glass.
Yeah, no.
Do you see, like, x-ray vision or something? Yeah.
Like, it lets me know the weather.
Oh,
that's all it does.
So you just have a Google Glass eye? That hasn't been updated in a while.
It's up to date. It just only has one feature.
Right, it has one app. It's the Weather Channel, and it crashes like every fourth time you open it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have to plug it in to update it, or does it do it wirelessly?
Every time I go to sleep, I pull a thing out of my wall.
Oh, you
plug
charge
it into
it
my
night?
Eye. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha. So, like, if you roll the wrong way, like, it's gonna rip its eye out of the socket.
Well, I like sleeping on my left side anyway, so it's it's nice. So I just lay there. And
gotcha. That makes sense.
I've never really run into an issue there, but
that's fair.
Every time I wake up, I know what to wear. So
that's true. So you have like that that computer program Cher had in Clueless that just does your outfit for you.
Oh yeah, she just hit it.
David Bowie's fashion.
Yes.
Come on, Devin. You have a cybernetic eye. You should know a little bit about Clueless.
It does. It does let me play DVDs.
Oh, cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Blu-ray,
where do you put the DVDs in?
You know.
All right.
His armpit.
All right.
His armpit.
My armpit.
Yeah.
Making farty noises with his armpit.
Ooh, it's fair. So, Clueless, though, actually, like, super progressive movie.
I love Clueless.
It's a good movie.
Well, I mean, like, they talk about menstruation, they talk about premarital sex in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about
heckling. She did the same thing with Fast Times in the 80s.
That's true.
There was a big abortion plot that was, like, handled really cool in the 80s.
Hey, there you go.
You know, and how cool the characters are. I mean, Amy Heckerling.
And look at where we've gone from there, everybody. Mm-hmm. We're trying to roll back women's rights.
God bless President Trump.
Yep. Go 45.
4-5. Coming back like Jordan with the 4-5.
Why 45?
That's his number as president.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah, he was the 45th president of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Number 45. All right. 1 through 44.
That seems more uneventful than I was hoping. I was hoping there was some, like,
George
weird,
Washington,
like,
one, John Adams,
literary
two, Thomas
content.
Jefferson.
3.
Hold up.
We're going to do it. We're going to do all 45 right now.
Benjamin
Franklin.
Was never a president.
Oh.
Fourth president of the United States.
It's George Washington again.
I give up.
All right, never mind.
I just like presence. To imagine one person listening.
Alexander Hamilton was never president.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't. Mm. No. He was Secretary of the Treasury.
Then how did he get on money?
He was the person who founded our money system.
He just laid on top of it. Yeah. He was a rich white man.
When they were trying to not put women on money, they offered the 10 spot, and it's like, no, that's got Hamilton on it. You can take off Andrew Jackson.
Hamilton,
off the 20.
Not Hamilton. Friend of the show.
Yeah. Show. Good. It's true. Actually, Alexander Hamilton, after being shot by Aaron Burr, has become a podcast aficionado and regular guest.
Yeah, that's awesome. He's very nice.
Yeah, he communicates through really creepy Skype interviews.
Well, basically, we just have Lin-Manuel Miranda on every week. Mm-hmm. He does the intro for us.
Live in studio.
Yeah, yeah. It's very nice. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, the sound quality of this show is terrible, but the sound quality of that song just gets better every episode.
Yeah, it's great.
I get it. I get it. Yeah. It's not your fault.
It might be.
So, running, though.
Yeah, back to... Yeah, where were we...
So welcome to the really, really focused show.
We really ran away from that topic in a hurry.
Hey, I like
that. Get the fuck out of here.
It was like a segue.
That's a really shitty pun, though.
I'm into
it. It wasn't even a pun.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't your show, Brian.
NPI.
NPI?
No pun intended.
Oh, okay.
Pardon the interruption.
PTI.
Love that show.
It's a good
show.
I'm out.
All right. So,
all right,
running.
Next week on Second Shot Podcast.
We tried to do this episode again.
We run from ourselves.
So, so running, it's cathartic for me. Gives me a chance to just like be alone. Mm-hmm. Like I know people who run in groups, and sometimes I'll run with somebody else. Like my husband's trying to started getting into it, so we'd go together and whatnot, and it's fun spending time. Mm-hmm. But like my favorite runs are like these super long distance runs, just by myself. And it's just me and the road and my earbuds.
What is like your longest distance ran?
26.2.
26.2 what?
Miles.
Miles?
Yeah, 42 kilometers.
In one time?
Seriously?
A marathon? Yeah, I've done that three times.
Oh, in a marathon.
Jesus.
That's still like, fuck you.
Okay. I mean, if you want, we can use your girlfriend's bedroom.
That's true.
Yeah.
You barely do two.
Yeah, I you were suggesting we run around the block, and I'm like, I got like exhausted from just the thought.
Thinking about it, yeah. Secret to super long distance run, to any ultra distance running, is just pace yourself.
Yeah,
it's more about self control than it is about speed.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. Like everybody who I know who's gotten into running reluctantly, right? Like I was one of them, and maybe this is fundamental attribution error, like that I'm like everybody else. Right, but I feel like it's a good assumption, like most people's people, right? So, the thing that got me about it was like, you know, we say we don't like it until we do it, and then all of a sudden you hit this point, and you got to get through a few runs and build up your speed and build up your pace and build up your endurance, but then there's a certain point that comes. Oh, what do you get? Well, they call it runner's high, but what it is it's the production of oxytocin, which is a neurotransmitter that makes you feel really happy.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Drugs, there we go. Yes. Now we're talking.
Yeah, so like runner's high is like, it's not a myth. It's a real thing. It's a documented phenomena. When you're doing cardio for a certain period of time, when you go from... So the reason most people hate running is they never get past the anaerobic phase. We're going to get really technical for a second.
Let's do it.
So when you start any cardio activity, you have a phase where you're burning adenosine triphosphate without being in an aerobic state. So you're burning it without pulling in extra oxygen. All right, you're creating lactic acid.
Sounds sexy.
Right. So you got to get your heart rate up. Mm. So you have a low anaerobic and a high anaerobic. Like, so if you overwork it, right, you also go anaerobic. It starts to hurt. It's when you cramp up.
Okay.
So when you first start, and a lot of people quit right away because it doesn't feel good. But if you can sustain it for a few minutes,
okay,
you'll get your heart rate up and it'll stabilize and then it'll start to feel better. because your breathing will normalize.
You gotta, so you're getting rid of all that.
You start. Yeah. You can control it, and you can
pushing through the pain, basically.
Well, yeah, to an extent, it's more just the discomfort. I hate to say pain because pain's a signal from your body to something. And pushing through pain is a really bad piece of advice. When your body says this hurts, stop doing that thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like for you, it's masturbating.
I mean,
I can't say that
hasn't happened.
Right. Just cry. Cry. He's been doing it since he was 11.
It's true.
Yeah. He's got a cum rag and a tear rag.
It's called a sock.
I went literally from anaerobic workout to George has a cum rag and a tear rag.
I
get a high five for that.
I knew full well that basically every 5 seconds there would be a cum joke from you when you on this podcast.
That's fair. It's not my podcast.
I'm in peace with it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I'm glad you went to see your priest about it.
He doesn't know anything about me.
I lied to the guy in confession.
I did. The first time I
think every kid does.
Well, I went to confession. I went to Catholic school when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And the first time I went to confession, we had to prepare for it and everything.
Like, right, did you go home and sin?
Yeah.
I'm just going to whip my dick out.
I was always sinning. I mean, but, like, when we got there.
How old were you? Like, seven?
What's, like, second, third grade?
Yeah, 6, 7 years old, right?
Yeah, so something like that.
It was right before your first communion, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But, like, he's like, so what did you do? I'm like, I told my brother Barney wasn't real, which is not a sin because that's the truth. And I was also, like,
listen,
but it was mean.
George's brother, Barney's as real as you want him to be.
He's with you right now.
Mm-hmm. And the more and drugs Baby you Bob. Do, the more better chance you have of meeting him in real life.
I love you.
Love me. We're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
Yeah, does anybody have any pumpernickel bread?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah, remember that? That's Barney's favorite bread.
Really?
Pumpernickel.
Yeah.
It's very progressive of him.
It's a weird bread to choose.
Pumpernickel bread is fucking great. And I'd rather
with like a spinach dip?
Spinach dip, yeah. Spinach you can't dip, not
pumpernickel
have,
bread?
Yeah, it's the best combo.
Yeah, you can't beat it.
Eat a sandwich.
So back to your masturbating and confession sort of running.
You could have just said back to running.
No, I had to touch that again. I couldn't let that go. So running's there's a distinctness about it as an exercise. that I think kind of separates it from a lot of other ones. And it's something that literally anybody can do. It requires zero equipment.
But it sucks.
Okay. It.
What do you say to the people who, I mean, there's evidence out there suggesting that running may not be great for you because of the strain on your shins and knees.
Okay.
Shin bones.
I mean, like.
So, I mean.
You're going to die of something.
That's a good point.
I mean,
but you're not going to die from your shin bones. You're just going to be, like, enfeebled.
Be debilitated.
Literally everything you do is going to wear down your body.
Okay.
So is the joy, right? This is a risk reward statement, right? Like I enjoy drinking, okay. Right? I enjoy consuming alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
On this can here, it says something about if I'm pregnant and also, it turns out the consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery.
Oh, weird.
And may cause health problems. Did you know that? It's right on the can.
I never knew. I never read it.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I used to smoke, I loved the ones that only had, like, the warning to pregnant women. I was like, oh, these ones are fine for me. These ones are good. So there's you know, trade-offs with everything.
Yeah.
Right, like, we just consume pizza, which is high sugar, high carb, high salt, and high fat, right? So it's generally non-filling. It's going to make all of our blood pressures rise. But it tastes good, right? So we enjoy it.
So we do it.
Right.
So running is as bad for you as pizza is what you're saying.
No, I mean, like, I what I'm saying is we make choices.
Yes.
Brian right? in the hot seat.
Yes. No. I mean, like, we make choices, though, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So everything we do has a negative effect. There's no one thing that we can do that there's nothing in your life that you can do that has no potential negative effect, right? Mm. We have trade-offs. Mm. By going to work, right, we make money, but we also give up the opportunity to work somewhere else, to use that time for ourselves, mm-hmm. to sleep, mm. You know, to watch pornography.
Mm, maybe.
Both.
I know Devin
time.
Has never watched pornography.
Mm-mm. Yeah, Devin's pure.
Showers
it streams straight to my eyeball.
I'm just imagining you at work watching porn.
At work?
Yeah.
No.
Not
pretty much
yet.
Everywhere else, yes.
Yes, okay. Excuse me. I got my phone. I'm good.
Parking lot outside of work? Yes.
Yes.
On my way into work?
Yes. Yes. Devin has very tinted windows on his car.
It's super private in there.
It's part of
Devin,
his culture.
Devin, those are not tinted windows. You spray painted them black. It's tinted.
I actually come black spray paint.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That is a unique talent.
It's a self-helping issue.
So you
the more
like,
I do it, the better chance I have of not getting caught.
So do you just like go up to buildings
graffiti
and like tag
and masturbate
them?
At the same time?
Right? You just rub out a tag onto a building?
Yeah. Like the Banksy just of
this
Devin
a, this
touching
a very,
himself.
This is a very masturbation-oriented episode.
Wanksy.
Is that normal
Call
for
me Wanksy.
Podcast? I mean, I know your first thing was about penises. Or dicks. Dicks.
What?
Your first episode was about dicks.
Oh, the test, yeah.
Batman. Yes. Dick versus Dick test,
which is the one that the CLE cast shared to help your podcast.
Of all the ones to really show us what we do in the show,
this is basically the theme.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm just saying, like,
we just sing about dicks.
It's fine. I'm good with it. Branding's important. Staying on message.
Don't jingle your keys on the podcast. Don't
speaking
jingle
of
your keys on the cast. Grace,
you guys have
me.
This. That's my favorite song ever. Abby hates it. She keeps singing it all the time.
Don't jingle your keys. Because it's like a jingle, and it says the word jingle in it.
Jingle your keys.
Do you think you guys should have her on for on Second Shot and have her listen to that song again and see how it goes?
We should.
Yeah.
We're still trying to find an episode for her that isn't the Fate of the Furious review.
Claire wants to do Lena Dunham.
Yes.
Yeah.
We will do that
at some point. I got it. Well, I have the scheduled thing now. I can put it on there.
Do it.
Nice. I'm going to do it.
She's a little problematic.
She's had some problems, and I'm going to totally...
Where she molests her sister and then jokes about it? Yeah.
Yeah. Amongst other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So running.
Yes, back to running.
Yeah. Well, so the thing I really enjoy about it, though, is like the aloneness of it, right? Mm-hmm. The egalitarian nature of it. So, you know, there's still a certain elitism to it, as with any exercise that you have the free time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you have children, right, that takes away from it. If you work long hours, you're not able to do it. Like that's, there's definitely with any exercise, right? But like, you don't have to join a club, right? You don't have to join a gym. You should probably wear a pair of shoes. And if you get into it, you should probably buy better shoes. But to start, you don't really need anything but a pair of shorts.
Yeah.
And maybe a shirt. If you're a woman, I think you're legally required to wear one, which is
Ohio.
Sexist as hell. Bare nipples illegal for women.
Okay, just wear some pasties.
Yeah. Probably not the best like support
which happens
structure.
In Columbus all the time at that one.
Hey, I'm into
it. Oh, they do the naked bike ride too.
Let's go to Columbus. Let's do a show in Columbus.
I'm down.
Yeah.
So like biking,
Justin Meadows, we're coming for you.
There you go. So like cycling, you know, you have to buy a bike.
Yeah.
You know,
expensive as fuck.
Right.
Too.
Swimming, you generally have to join a club.
Yeah.
Because you can.
Or you're going to be like limited by the weather, right?
You need swim trunks and goggles.
Well, I mean, yeah. So but basic clothing, swim trunks are, you know, like that. That's not horrible. And running shorts, they're going to cost roughly the same.
And that's where it differs from yoga too. There's not learning involved.
Right, right. You already innately know how to do it.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of self-control building. So the difference between running 100 meters and running 100 miles is self-control.
Yes.
And training and perseverance and all that. But what it fundamentally comes down to is self-control. The the times I've done poorly in marathons, or I haven't done as well as I wanted to, was because I went too fast to start. Mm-hmm. I failed to control myself. One time it was because there was this twink standing next to me who was wearing literally just shorts and shoes.
Did you get a boner in your running shorts? Uh-huh. Not aerodynamic at all.
Oh, God, yeah. And his name's... We're not going to say what his name is because he might end up listening to this.
His
and we're
name
friends
is
on
Greg.
Hi, his Greg. name was Cutie, and with he's super booty. Sweet kid. I mean, like guy, whatever. I mean, he's like 20, so twinkie as hell, and
that's a big twinkie.
Oh God, yes. but like I mean, just ripped abs and I'm like, I'm just going to keep up with you and look at you, and you're going to help me do better. And like mile 18, I'm like, I'm dead. You keep going.
It's like the hanging the food out in front of the horse or the donkey.
Yeah, it's the carrot on the stick.
Yeah,
right?
The carrot on the stick. Yeah,
that was it. It was literally put a twink in front of Brian. See how trashy he is.
The metaphor of a carrot is making me very upset right now.
I can see your reaction.
I don't know. I didn't say it wasn't horny. I just said I was upset.
Right. Which means you're like really aroused. We all know, cum rag, tear rag.
Is that like an indoor pool, outdoor pool?
It really is. It really is. I feel like I deserve Rachel Maddow points for that, like throwing back to that.
Hashtag come rag to rag.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't run because I'm a lazy person.
Okay.
I literally spent all day on the couch today playing Zelda.
That's a good day.
Yeah, it's fucking great. And, like, and there's part of me, like,
which you can run in.
That's true.
It's true.
I can now. I got the Switch. Right. That's cool.
There you go. There you go.
It seems very dangerous, especially for a $300 system.
That's fair.
It's very difficult to find right now.
He stole it.
I got it for free, sort of.
From your kid.
Yeah. Please don't contact the police.
You steal it from that 12-year-old that was here earlier?
Yeah. Steve,
he might be back.
It was that quadruple pentuple elbow drop that did him in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He couldn't handle it, and
He went from the double triple to the quadruple.
I kind of heard
it in his back pocket.
When I was upstairs going to the bathroom when he was here, I kind of heard, and he sounded threatening. So, sorry.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair.
Interjection.
I did walk to get my brisket sandwich today, which was nice. I went to the Gorilla and walked.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was great.
That's awesome.
But, I mean, I do enjoy it. Like, I used to walk a lot.
Okay. And you walk less now, I'm taking it?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I think it was more indicative of the relationship I was in at the time, where I'm like, I just can't be in this house anymore, I just need to go for a walk.
It's fair.
But, I mean, I enjoyed it. I would just listen to music, and I would just walk for, you know, an hour or so, or whatever it is.
So, like the best run I ever had, and I remember it to this day, because it was last year. But still, like I have like this emotional connection to it. I checked the weather and it was like kind of light raining like this.
Mm.
And I was like, we have one of those Amazon Echo things. So I asked, so I'm not going to say that word.
She's interrupted us twice already.
Yeah.
On the show.
Yeah. I asked her, what the weather is. And she said, rain's going to stop in the next 15 minutes. You know, like it was a good update. Mm. And so I'm like, oh, well, great. I'll just go now. So suit up. Yeah, put on my my running clothes and, you know, really short shorts and all that. Get my
typical,
totally not a fanny pack runner's pouch. Put my phone in it. I have like this Garmin watch that like monitors my time and distance. And I can actually like switch it and then like go swimming with it.
Oh,
it's
really?
A triathlon one.
This
is where like running gets ridiculous is when you start buying this shit. You don't need it, right? Fundamentally, you just need a stopwatch.
Mm-hmm.
Or you need to write down the time you left and the time you got back and then calculate how fast you ran.
Makes it nice.
Because it like, you know, lets me stop and start. Your phone can do it too, but I just, mm-hmm. I prefer the thing. So put my earbuds in and I start running and it's misting and then it doesn't stop though. Like I get a mile away and it starts getting a little heavier. But I'm clipping really good. I'm like, I look at my watch and the first mile, because it buzzes every mile, I was going 7.5 minutes to a mile, which is pretty fast for me. My marathon pace is about 8:45.
Mm.
My half marathon pace is about 8:15. Like if I'm being competitive. And so this one, I'm 7.5. Like, this is fast. And I'm just, I feel great. I keep going. Rain gets harder. And but it's not blowing rain. It's just literally just falling straight down. Rain.
Okay.
Right? And so I'm making these big splash and puddles, and I'm running down Lake Avenue. So I live over in Gordon Square, and I'm running up Lake. So this is like past West Boulevard, like getting towards like the West 110s.
Okay, yeah.
Right? So I'm running. This is great. This is great. And rain doesn't stop. Well, yeah, whatever. I'll keep going. And then I get to Lakewood, and the skies just open up, and it just starts pouring.
Oh.
But it's still just straight down. And it's this warm, like, it was like July, and it was this warm summer rain. So I take my shirt off, just tuck it into my, because I'm like, this thing's, like, gripping my skin, and I'm like, I'm done with it. So I tuck it in my, like.
Hold on, I got to start jerking off.
Yeah, thank you.
Zip.
Yeah, and so I tuck in my shirt in the back, like I got like a tail feather going now.
Yeah,
mm-hmm, yeah, and I keep going, and then about mile 5, my phone stops working because I realized it's soaked.
Oh,
I was like, oh, this is a problem.
Yeah, that's not good.
And so I pull my phone.
You don't carry rice with you on your run?
Well, funny, we're gonna get to that. So I stop and I pull the phone out, and I'm like. And I'm like literally water stripping it. I'm like, well, that phone's dead.
Oh.
So nothing I can do about it now.
Damn.
So I put it back in my pouch. I keep running. And I'm like, I'm just going to keep going because the damage is already done. And I'm literally like, I'm still sitting like 7.5, 7.15, 7.40, like these really nice paces. And, you know, if you go uphill a little bit, it slows you down. If you go flat, you can get a little more speed. You go downhill, you get a little more speed. Mm-hmm. So like Lake Avenue, it looks flat in a car. When you're running, it's not. There's these slight grades on it, and you run it enough times, you learn exactly where these grades are. And sometimes you got to stop real quick for a car to pass, you know, like to go through the streets. Your pace varies a little bit. So the turnaround for a half marathon for me is my boss's house. It's just one of these weird things. So I'm running. It's just like, you know, accident of distance, right? You know, 6.75 miles from me.
Happens to be right there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's convenient. So I run up his street, and I'm like, I really should get my phone and some rice. So I stop, and I put my shirt on because I don't want to see my boss shirtless. And I just run up, and I ring his doorbell. And his wife walks up there. She's like, get in here. She's like, first off, why did you knock? Just come in. They're just welcoming people by nature.
Nice.
And if their door's open, just come in, right?
Very friendly.
Yeah, and I mean, it's Rocky River, so, like, what's going to happen there, right? So
I don't know. I grew up on those streets, man.
You did, and they're thankful you're gone. So
I get it.
Yeah. So I was like, well, and I pull my phone, literally dripping water into their living room. And they're like, oh, well, this sucks. And she grabs some rice, throws it in it, and I'm like, and we talk for a minute, and they're like, you know, Jeff, my boss is like, oh, well, you know, I'll drop it off at your house. And, you know, he's like, just go finish your run. So I run back, and before that, I'd never really ran silent either. Like, I always had my earbuds in.
Okay.
And I don't have anything to listen to now because my earbuds are shot, and my phone's shot, and not with me anymore. So the back half, I book it home, and literally, like, the most euphoric run I've ever had. Because a combination of, like, being a little kid playing in the rain, like, this warm, like, almost shower weather rain.
Probably like, helped feel good, like, if you're warm up from running. Like,
oh, yeah, just kept constant cooling, yeah. Right? And and just the joy of it, you know, like, splashing all over the place. I mean, my shoes, when I got home, it'd step, and, like, they'd bubble out the side, like... Like, you just see, like squeezing a sponge when it's, like, kind of, like, full, but not, like, totally full. And, like, you get, like, all the little, like, air bubbles on the side. That's what this was.
It sounds very arousing.
Yeah, I know. He's almost come. Devin's almost there.
Yeah. Still going over here, by the way. I didn't stop.
It was just, yeah, like, that was, like, the most amazing run ever.
Yeah.
Turns out I had to buy a new phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm good.
Yeah, it was...
That one's for you, Claire.
Turns out there's not enough rice in the world to take it from being completely submerged in water while operating.
Yeah, that's a damage.
That phone was done. But, yeah, like you have those. I mean, like, you have bad runs, too. Like, this morning, I couldn't sleep. Like, I woke up, and I was just awake. And I'm like, I'll go for a run. You know, like, it was, like, just something to burn it off. And It's like 4 a.m. I get out on the road at like 4:30, and I'm running down through Lakewood. I'm about 4 or 5 miles in, and I went to the bathroom before I left, but all of a sudden I had to shit.
Oh.
I'm like, oh. Like, I noticed my pace slowing down, and that's normally, that's either a sign that you're not having a good run or you have to go to the bathroom.
And then you're just like shaking everything up too.
Well, yeah, exactly. You're just get moving, and that's why like at races,
there's a chocolate milkshake I don't want to drink.
Yeah, no.
Well, so one of the things in a marathon that's just awful is there's always some douchebag who shits his pants. Like
really?
Yeah. Oh God, yes. It's a thing. Oh. It's a thing. Look up marathon poop pants.
Oh,
I don't know if I want to do that.
Oh no, it's graphic.
Someone else do that for us and yeah, like email
report
us
back,
or something.
Just leave it in the comments on iTunes. Yes. With a 5-star rating.
Please comment on the show. No one else has.
5-star rating. Nikki. 5-star rating. Total shit. Go check out this link of poop pants.
Nikki Delamonte, if you're listening, please edit your article to make our podcast image.
Yeah, this
marathon poop pants.
Nikki, I think
this episode got us out of the Cleveland.com article.
Yeah,
it's just cum jokes and poop jokes the entire time.
Yeah. Right. It's really scat oriented. It's you know. Earlier, before the show, we were talking about Roman golden showers, right? Roman showers.
Roman fountains.
Roman fountains, that's it.
And we decided it was California typewriters.
Yes, California typewriters, yes. Imagine your own sexual positions for those two things. Mm-hmm. That's your homework, listeners. So I'm running, and all of a sudden, I got to take a shit. And in the mornings when I run, I always grab my earbuds because I just... It's a thing. And like in the afternoons, a lot of the times I don't take them because like there's something about like burning off the stress of the day and just focusing on the thing in front of you and no distractions.
Yep. There's also a lot more going on in the day than there is early morning probably.
Yeah. I mean like
stuff to look at and
yeah, but people drive more like dicks the first thing in the morning
because
they're like half awake.
Yeah. Everybody's rushing to get somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean like, or they're just like you, these are the people waking up for the super early shift.
Okay.
So they don't assume anybody's out there.
Yeah.
Right. So they're just driving like there's nobody there. So anyways, I end up having, I'm like, you know, I got, so I stop, pull out my phone, start looking for like a place that's open. And I'm like, geez, it's 5 a.m. in Lakewood. I don't think anything's open. Like, I'm like, go to Get-Go. I look, it doesn't open until 6. And I don't know if that Giant Eagle was open, is open 24 hours or not. I'm like, you know what? I don't even know if I'm going to make it there. So I'm like, I could look at the RTA app, and I'm like, you know, like Google Maps. I'm like, it's going to be a minute for the bus. So then I was like, fuck it, I'm going to Uber. So I get picked up by an Uber. They're like, oh, how's your morning going? I'm like, well, I was going for a run, and I had to take a shit really bad.
Just call Pooper.
Yep. Call Pooper. So that's what I had.
Well, you know
morning.
What is open at 5 a.m.? Your neighbor's bushes.
I did not want to do that. I did not want to do the ghost poop.
It's natural fertilization, man. It's
yeah. Okay. I was going to say.
Cross punks do it all the time.
Did you know that I am also part Labrador?
I know that.
So
the way you hump my leg is ridiculous.
I learned that from Bailey. official and unofficial mascot of the CLE cast. So I would encourage you to try it.
I kind of wish we would have run a little bit.
Well,
maybe we'll do a video.
We could do that. It'd be funny. So here's the thing too. Even if you know like there's people who smoke. I smoked and I started running while smoking. Like it actually was the thing that let me quit.
Mm-hmm. Was it because your love for running was?
I
higher
wanted
than
to
your
go faster.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to go farther, and I kept hitting a wall,
mm-hmm.
and like I just couldn't. Like improve, and I'm like, so like I'd start running in the morning before I smoked, mm-hmm. and I could run faster
mm-hmm.
than if I like had smoked during the day and then took like an hour off and then started running after work. And I'm like, oh, so there's a correlation here. And I mean, I knew it, right? Like you fundamentally know that smoking cigarettes screws with your ability to do physical activity. Like there's no mystery there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, like, we all know that Chesterfields are the best for our T-zones. Turns out no brand good for your running or for your cardiovascular.
I don't know. Have you had Cools? They're menthol-y.
It's true, and it does open you up.
Yeah.
I'm waiting, you know what, in this hipster bullshit world, I'm waiting for Sriracha cigarettes. I'm just putting that out there.
It's gonna happen.
Spicy taco meat.
They'll have to be. They'll have to be American spirits, though. They have to be American spirits. Spicy taco meat. Okay, wait. When I was like 17, 16, Camel came out with like these flavors, like cool mandarin mint and chocolate flavored cigarettes, and I mean they had like. They were like totally optimized and selling.
So like the original vape culture.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hard. And
to be fair, cloves were kind of pulling that off, and they're still pretty awesome.
Right, but I'm also to smoke a clove. Right, like I can't be that emo anymore. I'm in my 30s.
I'm almost in my 30s too, and I'm, you know.
I mean, George, you look like Morrissey. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
80s Morrissey though.
Yeah.
Not modern Morrissey, where he looks like he was Morrissey's corpse that was found in the lake.
Morrissey? More like Borrissey.
Hey, get out of here.
I'm sorry.
Go away.
I'm sorry.
You sounded like Foghorn Leghorn right then.
I'll say.
I do declare.
Foghorn Sandler.
I do declare. Some girls are bigger than others.
That's going to be the next Netflix Adam Sandler movie. It's a live-action Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, my God. They really need.
I peed my pants.
Whenever I hear Senator Jeff or Attorney General Jeff Sessions talk, all I can hear is Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, it's.
If people want to get into running,
I said I didn't say.
Sorry. Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
Running.
If people want to get into running, you know, bust out a pair of athletic shorts. You probably have a pair lying around. They're the ones you lounge around in when you're feeling like shit, and it's kind of warm out. You don't like to show skin because you're very pasty, and I get
it. No, I just don't have any shorts that aren't cargo shorts.
Okay, that's a whole separate problem. Can our next episode be? Come back and can we do cargo shorts? I will wear cargo shorts outside of the.
I like cargo shorts. Yeah, I think they're useful. I have a lot of things.
Okay, no, we have a real point of disagreement.
At the very least, they're practical.
No, they're not. You have never used your cargo pockets for cargo.
Absolutely.
When have you put a pallet of anything in those pockets?
Because you can't put a pallet. Uh-huh. You're not putting cargo. I'm putting extra items. I have my cell phone in one pocket, my wallet in the other, my cigarettes in another one, and I don't know, my Game Boy in
jelly
the other
beans.
One. Jelly beans. So many jelly beans in my pocket. Putting jelly beans in my pocket.
Jelly beans in my George, pocket. if you ever want to find a hot
with ricotta,
ricotta cheese in your shorts pocket.
I got cottage cheese in one and ricotta in the other.
Jelly beans in one pocket, ricotta cheese in the other. Trying to make. I just want to see what happens.
I want to make jelly bean lasagna.
I literally dreamed about making lasagna the other day. I've never made lasagna in my life.
Bazinga
in my life.
Yeah.
It's time.
I should make bazinga lasagna.
Don't. Please do not feed the Chuck
Lorre. I hope no
Big
one.
Bang do
theory.
Not feed the Chuck Lorre.
I never
machine.
Want to do
Stop.
A Big Bang Theory episode.
We're never, I hate no. watching the first never, four seasons I'll never of like it. Show and I can't do it.
Oh, my God. Like and people, okay, so I work in IT.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, oh, you're like,
you're the like IT from the Big crowd. Bang. It's right there. Like,
oh, no, they go for the Big Bang Theory.
No,
because,
I know.
Yeah,
my grandpa does the same thing.
I'm like, you realize there's nothing, or like we'll talk about. I'll talk about the side quest.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like one of my. You're like, hey, if you wanna, you know, check out Nerd Culture, like check it out. Like it does a really good job of displaying it. And that's actually how George and I met was the side quest.
Oh, I started playing D&D there.
Yeah, and it's like, turns out not the Solon Loner Club. It's it's the loners who want other people club. But, like, yeah, it happens all the time. And I'm like, that show fucking sucks. It
drives me nuts.
Terrible. Like, those aren't things that they're saying. And if you take out the laugh track, it's even worse.
I've seen that video. It's so creepy.
So great. I love it. Yeah. Well, Brian, thank you for coming on and teaching us all about running.
You're welcome.
We did so much work today.
I mean, like, really, I think, like, at mile 8, you guys were, like, almost
we really
ready to give it up.
I still can't believe Devin lost his leg.
Mile 12 and a half when you lost your leg,
it was a rough mile.
You know, I was a little concerned about the loss of blood, but we got that femoral artery all stinted up really nice.
Yeah, and there's, I mean, like, I don't need a lot, so, like, I mean,
right.
If I have a little bit of blood left, I'm good.
Right, I mean, like, you only lost, like, 3 quarts.
Got some blood in my pocket,
right, but like,
and the other one's filled with Ricca.
Oh, God.
Like, don't put please, cheese please. In your pocket. Don't put cheese in your pocket.
Don't so, put cheese in your pocket. Pocket. Don't oh, put God. Cheese in your pocket. Don't put cheese in your pocket.
But what if it's... Wait. But what if it's like that really good Mexican crumbly cheese?
Put Mexican crumbly
there
cheese.
There actually is that one cheese, too, that it's grilling cheese.
Oh, halloumi.
Yeah, halloumi. That's yes. right.
Put,
a, yes,
put American cheese you can put halloumi in, your in your pocket.
Hi, I'm
put
that
American
white.
Cheese in your pocket.
I learned about it from work, halloumi.
I enjoy cooking with it.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
And it doesn't melt on the grill.
Made with sheep's milk.
Sheep's and goat's milk are both really good milks.
Goat's milk or goat cheese is really great.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Before we get into a cheese cast, Brian, do you have anything to plug?
Sure. So, two things I'm going to plug. I host the CLE cast. You can find us at theclecast.com or facebook.com/theclecast. Twitter, Instagram at theclecast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, one other one, and all the other pod catching things. When's this episode going to go up?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. So, we have a live show on May 15th at, Bounce.
Okay.
That's with Ken Schneck, returning guest of the show. He's going to be talking about his new book.
Ooh, what's his book?
It's about Ken Schneck. It's an autobiography. Yes. I think we're just going to call it Ken's book.
I've always wanted to learn about Ken Schneck.
Have you? Mm-hmm. You're legitimately saying this.
I didn't know it, but I think I have always. Yeah. I've never met the guy.
He's actually a really nice guy. He's introduced us to a lot of really good guests for the podcast, and is kind of a man about town. Awesome. And then also, I sit on the board of the LGBT Center, and I am one of the chairs of Pride in the CLE.
Okay.
And Pride in the CLE is a community program that it's a celebration and march that's going to be happening on June 3rd.
Okay.
It's actually a whole week, May 29th to June 4th, whole week of events. But the big show starts on Friday night, June 2nd, where we're going to have an opening party. Starts with a 5K running that Stonewall Sports is putting on.
Okay.
That's the kickball dodgeball league here in Cleveland that's predominantly LGBT oriented. Then there's an opening night waterfront party at Flats East Bank. Ooh. At noon the next day, on the 3rd, we have a march. We're going to march and get all gay. And then we're going to have a celebration from 1 to 6 p.m. at Cleveland's brand new public square. Yep.
In that order.
Yeah, nice. And so check that out at prideinthecle.com or Facebook's. We're Pride in the CLE. There's an event. There's all this stuff going on.
I'm going to try to make that pride or that march.
Yeah, you should.
Positivity and good stuff.
Oh, it's a great time. Yeah. So this was the event last year that kind of filled the void when Cleveland Pride had to cancel for whatever reason.
Yeah, it was kind of all over the place last year.
Right. So in 13 days, the LGBT Center, you know, heated the call, put it together, and with the help of many great community partners and Councilman McCormick, made it happen. And
13 days?
13 days. Wow. From zero to event in 13 days.
That's impressive.
Would not have been possible without the support of Councilman Kerry McCormick, making it a Councilmatic event. Councilmatic turns out, real word. definitely support. And if you own a business and you want to sponsor us or you want to march, check out prideinthecle.com. We're looking for volunteer sponsors, donors, special events. If you got something going on around that week, we're happy to help support and lift that voice. So
yeah, awesome. Check them out. Right. Yeah.
And check out the podcast.
Yeah, it's a good podcast. I was on it probably a little over a year ago.
You were one of the original guests. You were like, I think you were in like the original 10, maybe.
I think you were single, the episode number, but
you were single digits.
That was early.
Yeah,
I remember you had my ex girlfriend on the next week.
Yes, we did. Turns out not the only time that's happened.
Really?
Not back to back, but we're like, oh yeah, we just you broke up. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, are they nice or were they a dick? I'm not sure how I should refer to them.
I'll stay silent
in your presence.
That'd be a good podcast.
I'll stay silent on the podcast. Other.
I feel like we should do like the breakup cast.
Yeah, we should. I would love to do.
That'd
something
be entertaining.
Like, that.
As hell.
It's like divorce court, but for like just like loose,
but for pettier shit.
Oh God, yes.
I also still want to do my rock cast, where I go through all of the Rock's movies and talk about them with people.
So you'll have, what, 15 episodes?
Don't feed into it.
Probably more than that at this point. 20.
Don't feed into it.
I'm not.
There's four Fast and the Furious movies per season, so.
It takes up a lot.
Yeah. All right, well, when Dwayne The Rock Johnson shows up, you know, podcast's over.
Devin, do you have anything?
I want to plug our podcast, as always, at Second Shot Pod on Instagram.
Tumblr and all that crap,
too. All that stuff. You guys at Second Tumble? SecondShotPod@gmail.com.
Hardly. I don't think I've updated in a few weeks.
Gotcha. Do you guys have a phone number?
No, I was thinking about doing that.
We do. Nobody ever calls it. It's 216-4381-CLE, 216-438-1253. But
nobody, is it just a Google Voice
station identification?
Yeah, but nobody ever calls it, and we keep begging them.
I'll prank you. I'll do all that.
Please do. Like, for fuck's sake, 216-438-1253. Get your fucking phone out and do it.
I'll do it in a second. I did it for the Slurmcast. Because when I was on that,
we'll seriously play this shit on our show. Like, it's good filler. Like it's fucking funny too.
I did it for Rick's, and like Rick at the end of the episode I was on, he's like, "Please stop!" Like, he's like, "Whoever it is that keeps prank calling as the ghost of my dad, please stop." So then I went on. I called it, and I called as the ghost of his dad. I didn't know his dad was actually dead. But they played it on the show, and it was like one of the last ones they played. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Oh, God.
I felt really bad.
No, that's fucking hilarious.
It seemed to think it was funny.
They played it.
Yeah.
So. I mean, the guy could have been dead for like 20 years. You don't know.
He made the joke first, so you know.
Right, like, right.
But we'll have Rick Corchi on in a few weeks.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. I have a few things. I have my drive-ins back.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. That's May 14th. It's a Saturday at Mahalts in the apartment.
Mahalts?
At 8 o'clock, yes. What we're showing the original Alien and the original Predator.
No, are people allowed to talk during these ones?
This was from Wilson's suggestion, wasn't it?
Sort of, not really. I mean, I just wanted to bring in some stuff that would like grab people's attention.
Yeah, fuck Wilson.
I love Wilson, but Wilson. Fuck him.
I love him, but fuck them.
No, this is, it's not really like a Mystery Science Theater thing. It's more like I wanted to mix up like hanging out with your friends and also going to the theater at the same time. So there's like trailers and cartoons and stuff and stuff. But yeah, that's that.
Is
night.
Popcorn included?
There is popcorn there. They have free popcorn at Mayhalls, which is nice. And you get beer and all that good stuff.
Fried chicken too.
Yeah. Oh, the chicken's amazing.
Really disgustingly good.
Yeah.
So good.
And the night before that, on the 13th, I'm hosting Simpsons Trivia at SideQuest. I believe that starts at 8 as well. So
hopefully,
go for that.
Hopefully we do better than Futurama Trivia.
The Futurama pack. I was really bad at that.
Although, our team did really well, but like the top three teams all like each either missed zero questions.
Yeah, they lost
like
by
one
or
two.
Wait, what, question. When are you hosting it? What night is it?
May 13th. It's a Friday night.
May 13th,
Friday night. Okay. That's for the trivia?
Yes.
Okay. Do you need hecklers?
No.
May 13th.
I've never
is
said
Saturday,
yes to that question.
Trivia hecklers.
May 13th is a Saturday.
Okay, so I'm mixing it up then. So the 13th is the drive-in,
okay.
And the 12th is the Simpsons trivia.
Okay, so
I was off by.
So day. I'll come heckle.
Cool. You can come heckle.
Your
then.
Questions are derivative.
That's probably true. Worst question ever.
I'm sorry.
I've already given like all the good Simpsons heckles. I get it. Like, you got nothing on me, Brian.
Do I?
Not yet. Tonight. Later.
I'll be on you. Yes.
All right. Bye.
Because you had to be a big shot.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.